Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
School of Human Potential Radio, and tonight we have a very rare treat. I actually have people with me in the studio as opposed to on the other line. So with me, and in a few moments we'll bring them on. And by the way, we're also recording this on video. So if anybody wants to see the background and what really happens during the commercial breaks, you can go to our YouTube channel tomorrow where it will be uploaded. So with me in the studio, I have Oksana and Lucy Gritsenko, and we'll come to them in just a moment. But the topic of our show and what we usually try to do for you is to bring you experts from all over the world that have something to offer to you that will make you a well-rounded individual, that will allow you to grow in certain areas. And this is certainly a topic of today. How do you grow? How do you become self-actualized? What is self-realization? And that's what Oksana and Lucy are here to speak to you about. So without further ado, allow me to welcome the founders of Soulful Gifts, Oksana and Lucy Gritsenko. Hi.
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. I'm doing well, Lucy. And Oksana?
Hello, Alan. And hello, everybody who is listening to us or is going to be watching. It's a pleasure and a treat to be here. Thank you so much for having us here.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. It's very rare that I'm surrounded by so much beauty in such near proximity. In terms of your background, I know you have many followers and people love you already, but for those that don't know you yet, can you give us a little bit of background on how you came to find Soulful Gifts?
Sure, definitely. We're sisters, so for those who don't know us, we have about 9 years of the difference. And our story is a little bit of a different story, I guess, from maybe a majority of people who think about sisters. We grew up together. We didn't quite have much in common for a really long time. Or at least that's what we thought. Until one fine day, we discovered that we actually have a lot of common passion. And that was relatively recently. On the background, we've been doing a lot of different things. And so about a year ago, we've decided to put it into work that is open to people. And we're doing it kind of in a more formal way, not just, every now and then. I left the corporate world completely. And so I'm dedicating my time to this. And we opened together Soulful Gifts. Lucy is still doing some of other work, or quite a bit of it, actually. Mm-hmm. Yet we're working together and we're really happy about this.
Perfect. Yeah, it's certainly here in terms of losing the corporate noose, so to speak. And no offense to anybody that works for corporate. It's not for everybody. So I know, and a little bit more of your background, I know, Lucy, you're an intuitive holistic astrologer. And I want to get into that a little bit. And just to mention, Oksana is a certified life coach, life purpose coach, life coach, mind coach. And we'll get into some of that as well. So in terms of your background, when I hear astrologer, I have a certain understanding of it. I've known people who are astrologers. Mark Husson, I was on his network. He's a wonderful astrologer. So what does intuitive holistic astrologer really mean?
Holistic astrology is really a fusion of Western, Eastern, and modern astrology. So it's more like Renaissance astrology. That's very well-rounded. And the intuitive piece is the ability to tune into the person and be able to receive additional information and be able to interpret the astrological symbolism, based on that as well.
Perfect. So it's not just the chart that you're looking at. You're really tuning in empathically or intuitively.
Precisely.
Very interesting. And in the interest of full disclosure, I will mention that I've had the privilege of having a session with Lucy. And she was amazing. And I learned a number of things. I was able to get some information that I wasn't aware of before. Some information I was able to confirm through yet another person that's telling me what the purpose is and why I'm here and some of the areas of improvement that I should have. I'm sure we can have many phone calls on that. And speaking of phone calls, this is a live show. Please call in at 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. So in terms of that mix of the Eastern and Western, what does that mean? Because I know I've heard, and I'm not an astrologer, obviously, but I've heard Vedic astrology. I've heard just regular, good old astrology. Can you give us a little bit more background in it?
Well, I'm really not focusing on any specific, what's the word I'm looking for?
No titles. It's basically astrology. You just look at a chart and you start getting information.
Because there are certain dogmas in Eastern astrology and Western astrology that do not quite, in my view, apply. So they need to be filtered out to make astrology more neutral. And then the modern astrology is more like personality astrology. So I'm able to look at the chart and be able to tell what personality I'm looking at. So there's some psychological aspects as well. So I'm just really picking the best of all astrological worlds and combining it into something new, a new way of looking at astrology and bringing it to the people.
Perfect. Well, that sounds like a right mix to me. I know, one of my favorite people, Bruce Lee, was talking about dogma in terms of martial arts. And he said that, make sure that you follow, those forms, but don't be ruled by those forms. Have the freedom, have your own expression of it. So I believe that you found your expression of astrology plus your intuitive abilities. And, that's actually what I found in working with you when I had that reading is the, not just the ability of, hey, here's what the chart says and giving you a printout. It's more of, here's what it says, but I'm really getting a feel for here's what's important for you. And here's what I didn't even see in the chart, but this is something that came to me right away. And then starting to look at it holistically. So that's what was interesting for me. Okay, so that's the intuitive holistic astrologer. Thank you, Lizzie. In terms of Oksana, life coach or certified life coach, where did you get your certification, by the way?
I got it from Behavioral Health Institute.
Okay.
And it was very fun experience. I really liked it. And the founder of it is a PhD in psychology, has PhD in psychology.
Okay.
She loves Abraham Hicks. And so she balanced a lot of different things together. And I really like that.
Perfect. And I know you've mentioned that you're a certified life coach as well as certified mind coach. Is there a difference between a mind and life, or are those two things related, hopefully?
So certification is in as a life coach. Mind coach is something that I have created for myself because what I work with is not maybe as typical of a life coach.
Okay.
I've been working on many aspects of conscious and subconscious mind for quite a few years, and I bring that to the table as well. So it's not just working with a particular modality, etc. I'm focusing on the person, and I'm focusing on bringing to the surface something that might be on the subconscious level. They might not realize that. They might not realize where the blockages are. And then once it's on the conscious level, we start working through that together. So there is awareness.
Understood. And the types of people that you work with, or I guess the types of issues that they would come to you for?
Well, people are quite different, and the age is quite different. You know, I have people who are 13 and people who are 70. So, and it's beautiful variety.
Yeah.
The issues are, there are a lot of them about self-realization, and that's why we picked this topic for today to talk about.
Yeah.
There are issues related to relationships, to understanding of the self. We have created a program that is focusing on relationship with yourself. It's called Know Your True Self.
Okay.
And you learn through it your unconditional love to yourself and respect and self-value, etc. Sometimes people come because they're just uncomfortable in life. It might be, it's usually in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at that and think it's just the health problem, yet there is something else, and more you discover, you realize you're well-rounded. And when something falls out, when something breaks apart, obviously it affects the entire life.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's such an interesting combination. Because not only are your sisters, and obviously you work well together, but from the intuitive astrological side to the life coach side, and I know that you also have some other disciplines. I believe numerology is your strength. So combining those, I think that would be of a very interesting proposition. So when people are coming in, it's not just one thing or another thing. You're really trying to get away from dogma, look through it, and look holistically at what people have to offer.
Absolutely. Okay. Really well said. Thank you. We look at we look at that. And that's, I think that's why we're so excited. We started to discover this with Lucy, I guess looking at ourselves at first, looking at how, astrology from Lucy, for Lucy and numerology for me, how you're looking at really the same thing from different perspectives. So if you imagine, you know, usually in the class that we both are teaching, look at the cup. And so you can describe the cup looking from the side and then look at it from the top and from the bottom and from another side. It's the same cup, but you're seeing it exactly from different, Ellen is just showing in the video, the cup. And so you're describing the person looking at it from a different perspective, and it helps. Right. Astrology and numerology, they're providing, and we have not yet seen a case where things would contradict and would not make sense. In fact, they help us to understand the person better, so we can help them to understand themselves better.
Right, and that type of understanding, I certainly get that in my own practice, Recalibrate Your Life, plug, plug. it's all about the consensus approach, right? I want to make sure that it's what the person is feeling inside, what I'm getting from the... from a purely psychological perspective, plus what I'm getting from the intuitive sense.
Right.
And if all of those three agree, then we can have something to work
with. Exactly.
So I think you're doing that. Very nice. What I wanted to touch upon is, I know, you know, a lot of our audience cares about esoteric things. And they probably have dabbled with astrology or numerology or iridology. It's one of those things, or palmistry, or face reading, or there are so many different disciplines that help us find our place in the world. However, there is a part of the audience that really thinks that all of it is nonsense. So when we come back from the break, I want to ask you that question of, what do you think, and why do you believe that it actually works in your experience? So please stay with us. We'll be back after a few messages, and please give us a call at 888-429-5471 at School of Human Potential Radio.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
And we're back. We're back on School of Human Potential Radio, where we're having a conversation about life purpose, self-realization, self-actualization with Oksana and Lucy Gritenko. Before we left off, I promised that I'll ask the question of numerology and astrology. I certainly have had my own experiences. I've gone through a school that is a combination of numerology and other principles. I kind of had to break out of that mold because I came to a place, and you've heard of my experience, in which astrology was telling me one thing, numerology was saying something else, and I disagreed with both of them. And I went through that. But for those people that think that all of these disciplines are nonsense, why do you believe that they actually work?
Well, as far as astrology, for example, I'm able to look at someone's birth chart and see some things that are, see some patterns, see some things that, are very specific. And when I start sharing with the client, there is confirmation that yes, that really is true, but that is possibly something that remains hidden from others, something that is only revealed to the person. There are also some things that we're able to see where something might be happening at the subconscious level, it gets manifested a certain way in the material world. And when you start describing the patterns that are happening subconsciously, then, you know, you can see aha moments, and then realizations come to the person that, oh yes, that actually does make sense.
Yeah.
And to dig in deeper, and again, this sounds like I'm coming from a perspective where I don't believe it, and that's obviously not true. But there are people who are going to look at this the same way as they do a horoscope or a fortune cookie. They're going to say it's generic enough that it can be applied to anything. So are there any specific examples that you can say of, hey, this is what I mentioned, and this is very specific to that person. There is no way that it could be construed as generic.
Well, first of all, I wanted to mention something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people think that astrology is when you were born mm-hmm. and your sun sign, so-called. So, okay. You know, like, for example, yours is Taurus and that's your astrology.
Yep.
And it's not true. And I think that's what blew my mind when I saw what Lucy can see mm-hmm. through astrology, was that it's a very small percentage of what you can actually say about the person, just the sun sign. One thing that we want to mention, astrology or numerology, there is no programming of where you're at or where you need to be going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fortune telling of any kind. So when you read the astrology in the newspaper, that oftentimes is really made up, and it is very generic. It's kind of telling you, well, you might have an accident, watch out,
right.
Or today's your lucky day. One out of, you know, few million might have
right.
a lucky day, and one out of few million might have, you know, an accident. We don't do that at all. And what we look at is that when you were born, the stars were aligned a certain way, and the numbers were aligned a certain way. And it's almost like all of that left you little notes, you know, little messages, help files, as
mm-hmm.
I call them. And if you want to, you can look at that and say, hey, there is apparently some pattern here. Maybe there is not happening to me. Something is not happening to me just out of the blue consistently. There is a karmic aspect. Something is more of the strength that I have, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help people understand that rather than really program them.
Got it.
Yes. I'm sorry, Ellen. So I just wanted to mention that, yes, we are not proponents of the predictive piece, like predictive numerology or astrology. I personally believe that astrology adheres to the law of correspondence. It's a universal law. As above, so below. As within, so without. As the universe, so the soul. So really, when something is happening globally on the cosmic level, it's not that the planets are exerting influence on us. It's just a reflection of what is happening globally at the consciousness level of the humanity, for example. So,
yeah, and something has been happening for the past, you know, 3 or 4 days, because everybody has been feeling the energies around. You too, I'm assuming. I've been feeling it. I know some of my friends have been saying that they felt different things vibrationally speaking.
Especially when you have empathic abilities.
Yes.
Yes, you're feeling something all
yeah.
the time.
One person feels something and then the
yeah,
others.
It passes on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to reflect and stay in my own bubble. It's not working, but it's an attempt anyway. Okay, so that makes sense from that perspective. So, astrology and numerology, are there other things that you feel are helpful in your practice where you're looking at it from the esoteric side? So there is astrology, there is numerology, there is intuitive sense,
mm-hmm.
and then there is the life coach and psychology. How do those things fit in? Or are these really just different sides of the equation, and then by putting them together, you see the big picture?
I would say that the latter is really probably what we're doing.
Okay.
Sometimes people are interested in just looking at their astrological chart or
mm-hmm.
numerology, and that's about it. Usually what happens is that when somebody comes with a particular challenge, particular issue, and this person wants to learn more about their life, I'm sure you have the feeling where you're not happy with where you are, and when we're talking about self-realization.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we talked about that before. When you're doing something, you know, 9-to-5 job, and you're feeling that you can do so much more, and you're somebody else inside that body, inside, you know, you feel trapped, and you don't really know where to go. Well, in your case, you're
yeah.
lucky, you figured it out, and you're doing what you love. In my case, I'm lucky, I figured it out as well. Some people have no idea, so they need some of that, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of push sometimes, a little bit of information. And so, you know, speaking about self-realization,
yeah.
I think that's where we combine these things together. Looking at astrology, numerology, listening to the person. A lot of things people
mm-hmm.
just say if you listen to them.
Right.
And they don't hear themselves
yep.
talking. So when you combine it all together and using whatever worked for us, you know, in coaching, I don't apply any methods or formulas that somebody just published somewhere. Anything that worked for me. Mm-hmm. And on one side, it's amazing. On another, it's very expected. The universe provides. Yeah. So I always attract, and Lucy always attract people mm-hmm. that are coming with questions that at some point we had.
Yes.
An experience that we had that we can share and say, hey, I've been in your shoes. I can imagine what you're experiencing and how you're feeling. And that gives a lot of people a lot of comfort, because if you come on the other side and you feel happy and you're helping other people, that's what many people want to feel and want to experience.
Very true. I found the same thing in my practice from the first client to all throughout. Everybody that's coming in, I get as many messages from them or from the universe as I'm working with them as I give to them. Mm-hmm. So it's a very nice cycle of reciprocity.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Okay. You've mentioned something about programming, and I want to touch upon that. Many people get into the point where they're waiting for programming, whether the programming is coming from society, from their parents, from their friends, or from a psychic or an astrologer, numerologist, somebody that's telling them, hey, here's what's going to happen. They take that on and they run with it. What is your opinion on that?
Well, our approach is neutral. We never predict something or tell the person what to do. We usually just look at the potential and mm-hmm. examine it neutrally and sort of look at the different possibilities, how something can develop along okay. different paths. But then the person is usually taking a certain path, and we can kind of look at that and see whether it's productive for the individual or not.
Got it.
Yeah, I would say that very often I can see the potential in the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get so excited because I see that potential. I already see them there.
Yep.
And what I have learned a while back was that no matter how much I see that potential, until that person sees that potential, yeah. there isn't much that I can do. I can coach, I can guide if they let me. Lucy can help with astrology if they let us to do that.
Yep.
However, it's their path. When mm-hmm. they decide to go there, or whether they decide to go there, it's
exactly.
really up to them.
Yeah.
And we do respect free will. We all have it. And, there is plenty of programming that already occurred in people's lives. You know, the society, the school, yeah. parents, etc. So it's almost like deprogramming. It's letting go of all those limitations that we're trying to help people with. To
yeah.
let go and look inside and find all the answers there, instead of looking into the society, mm-hmm. the norms, what's expected, what your husband or wife, what your parents expect, what your
yeah.
boss expects from you, and do what it is that really, you know, makes you tick, make you
resonate with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Be very excited about your life. And many people think that I'm not very important. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to push it down.
That's
and
true.
Not to let
yeah.
it out. And that's how people feel happy, when they let it out, when they align with that.
Because again, we're all growing up in a society where our parents, if they're being nice and they're trying to do their job, they're saying to the kids, you can accomplish anything, or you can be anyone that you,
mm-hmm.
You know, decide, or you, whatever you set your mind to, you can do. And then people most of the time see that's not the reality of the situation, or reality as happens to them in their life. And then they come to the conclusion, well, maybe I'm not that special. Maybe I'm not worth it. Maybe I can't accomplish everything. And that's where I think all of this is really helpful.
It's true. And
yeah.
you're obviously a good parent, because that's most likely what you're telling your children.
I'm,
you can accomplish
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not the case too.
Right.
Very
yeah.
often people who, you know, are coming and asking for some guidance and help,
mm-hmm.
What you might see is that parents did not believe in them. Parents did not support them.
That's true.
And we're actually very fortunate, because we have many clients who have children, you know, from 6 years old and older, who are coming and asking. And I wanted to mention that, because
yeah.
it's really a beautiful thing when the parent wants to find out, what is the child's potential? What can I do to nurture that? How can I support that? Looking into the karmic aspects, you know,
mm-hmm.
you might believe in that or not. You can look at it as potential challenges in life. You know,
right.
the word karma does not resonate.
Yeah.
And look at what the parent can do for the child, so the life is unfolding in the easier way. The self-realization is happening much sooner. You don't have to get to, you know, 30, 40, 50 or 70 and ask, and that happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes people come and say, hey, I don't know what to do. We look at their numerology, astrology,
yep.
and they can do everything. You know, the Leonardo da Vinci sitting in front of you,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
and they have no idea how to tap into that.
Yeah. Well, right. So how to tap into that, that's the question. And then how to follow through.
Right.
Because once you know, what do you do from there?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, That's the interesting process anyway. But you've mentioned parenting, which is great. So you have people that are coming to you asking about their life, excuse me, about their kids' potential. Mm-hmm. And that can be a stick of both ends. So what I imagine is somebody is coming to you saying, I want to know, you know, how much of a genius my, my son is, or what will they do? Should they go to the baseball camp because they're going to be the next great pitcher? And that's the expectation, because everybody wants that little answer, that pill, that button that they can press on, and everything is going to go fine. What is the process like in reality?
Well, I guess we're fortunate that the parents who are coming to us are very open-minded. They're not looking for a pill. And so far, and if they are, then we would tell them that we're not going to give them the pill. We're not about pills. We're not about, you know, let's make it all easy right now with a touch of a button. It's the potential that you have. You can work on it or not. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. So what we're working on is that we're not giving people, again, specific details. Should somebody go and do this, or should somebody go and do that? There are some areas where you look at, again, numerology or astrology, and Lucy will probably share her opinion about that, is that you see that this child is going to be extremely sensitive because they have empathic abilities.
Right.
And empath are the people, for those who don't know, people who are listening to us, empath are people who can sense a lot of things. They can see, feel, etc., other people's pain or emotions or even thoughts. And oftentimes, times they don't realize it's not even theirs. Mm-hmm. So they accept it as theirs.
Yep.
And if you see that in your child, and you might think, well, is there something wrong with the child? They, you know, might be neurotic. Some people give them pills for that. And all it is just sensitivity. And you can do very easy things to help the child to understand. This is a gift. I can embrace it. And I can do something about it that's productive.
Yeah, being an empath, I certainly empathize with those parents. And two ways that I would recommend if you're trying to test whether or trying to understand what being an empath actually feels like. Watch the new Superman movie. And there's a part in the movie, or a couple of parts, where they're dealing with Clark Kent, well, Superman in this case, getting used to the Earth's atmosphere and sensing, hearing, feeling everything. And it's all, you know, basically overloading the nervous system until they learn to focus on only a certain voice or to let all of that go. Or forget the Superman movie, just walk into Walmart and see how you feel after the next 20 minutes. If you're completely drained or agitated where you went in there pure and happy, you know that you're an empath. You know that you're picking up on other people's energy. Before I knew anything about being an empath, I knew that when I talk to people, I start picking up their... the way that they talk, I start picking up their accents, I start picking up their moods. I would walk into a Walmart or go into a crowded place and I would feel drained and agitated after the 15 minutes or even less. And I would think, what is going on? Until I've learned what that is. And I'm still getting to the point where I am understanding how to work with the energy, especially being around people, very close proximity. These are all the things that are not easy. So being an empath certainly can help from that side. Other thing, I've had somebody that's a friend of mine that was looking into my son, and she mentioned certain things, and she said, you know, watch out for overeating. So I kind of put that in the back of my mind and filing it, not certainly programming it in him to be, but seeing what the trend is. And I saw that that's the trend. He just wants to put everything into his mouth. He loves eating. He's going to take it, and then he's going to say, my tummy hurts. So saw that that trend is happening and then started to do something about that. So you can take it, you can discard it, whatever you choose to do, but that additional information that you're providing to the parents can be very helpful.
Absolutely. Speaking of overeating, overindulging into anything, or, you know, it can be a potential for overusing alcohol or drugs, etc. And it's kind of interesting because before maybe I learned more about that, and with Lucy's help, she can see a lot through the astrology and through numerology. It's usually confirmed as well, because you can see that there is two, that when you tell a parent, you know, your child is, you know, their makeup is such that they should not even start ever to have, you know, like social drinking, let's say, or, you know, recreational usage of drugs. Obviously, not the single parent would tell them it's okay. Maybe, you know, drinking is more of the accepted, you know, scenario. And you see in the chart, for whatever reason, you know, there is usually a reason for that, this is not that they should do, because very quickly they will cross the line right. and become addicted. So, or something that has to do with overeating, etc. Mm-hmm. So overindulging. It's actually all fit into astrology and numerology. You can see all that.
Very true. It's certainly those aspects. And again, I know that I'm bringing lots of examples, but just to illustrate the point, I knew that I'm not here to drink. I'm not here to smoke. I'm not here to do drugs. That was pre-programmed in. I realized that when I'm not sure if I mentioned the story, but I was around campfire with my parents. Mm-hmm. I believe I was either 4 or 5 years old, somewhere in a very, very small age. And all of my father's friends smoked at that time. So one of them gave me an unlit cigarette just for fun. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, kid, put this in your mouth. And I had full intention of putting that cigarette in my mouth. I took the cigarette and my arm came, and those that are looking on the video can see my arm came basically, you know, let's say a foot or 2 feet to my mouth, and the arm locked. And I knew that I couldn't do it anymore. So it was an instantaneous decision of I throw away the cigarette, never wanted to do it again. It's pre-programmed. Whether you realize it or not, that's something that you should play with. And I believe we have a caller. Doug, please patch them through. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. And who do we have?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hi, what is your name?
My name is Nayla.
Hi, Nayla. Thank you very much for calling. And you're on with Alan, Oksana, and Lucy.
Hi, Nayla.
Hi, Nayla.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, ladies. Yes, I just wanted to, you were talking about children right now, and I have been going to their class for a while and been meeting with Oksana and Lucy, and they've done such an amazing job with me. First of all, guiding me, using all these different tools and essentials, but most of all, helping me with my children. I have 3 children, from a 17-year-old girl that's ready to go to college, and then a 9-year-old, and also a 6-year-old boy. And they're all so dramatically different. But with their assistance, you know, we did a couple reports with all of them, and they were right on cue. They helped me understand my kids a lot better and what to do, like, in specific situations. So definitely, I totally recommend this to any parent who's out there who's sometimes at a loss, because sometimes we're totally different personalities as a parent compared to our child. So I recommend it, highly recommend it to anybody who has a chance to meet with them.
That's perfect. That's a ringing endorsement. There you go.
Thank you so much, Nayla.
Thanks, Nayla. That's
Thank very you, guys. Kind of you. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Thank you for calling and for listening. Appreciate that. Well, that's nice. You know, another satisfied customer. But
yes.
One of the reasons why I like what you're doing is you're not doing this for the business aspect. You're doing this. You certainly didn't quit your high-paying job in the corporate world just to do this. You quit because you were pursuing who you are. I did the same thing. I know Lucy at some point is going to do that. Sorry to break it to you, but I'm sure you will. It's really all a point of trying to help you and doing what you love doing and why you came here, and translating that into what can you do for the world that you're living in.
Absolutely. And that's why we are focusing tonight on self-realization.
Yeah.
When you understand who you are, when you understand why you're here, mm-hmm. you don't want to waste any more time. That's how I felt. Because I was doing a lot of different things kind of on the side. It was a hobby, and
yeah.
I was really passionate about it. And I realized that a lot of different pieces started to come together, especially when we started working together with Lucy. And I realized that I cannot... I'm focusing those few hours a week on the things that I really love and are satisfactory and satisfying and just give me this pleasure and
yeah.
when I feel happy. And then, you know, 40, 50, 70, sometimes hours a week working on something that does not give me that satisfaction.
Yep.
And you ask yourself a question, is it worth it? And my personal answer is that money cannot buy it. Money cannot buy you that feeling that you're doing something important with your life. You're helping other people. Whenever I see someone who had what I call an aha moment, somebody who sees something they didn't see about themselves before, or when somebody walks into a class and you can tell they don't like themselves, they don't love themselves, they don't
right.
accept themselves, and then a few months later going through the program, they look at themselves in the mirror, they smile and they say, I love you. And yes, and they blossom in front of you and they say, yes, I actually love myself. I do accept myself. And you feel like, okay, even if it's one person, and if I die tomorrow, I've done something that I feel I've completed something very important, which I never got from the jobs that paid me the money to, you know, perform certain duties.
Unofficially, you were still doing.
I was doing helping people. That's not what they paid me for.
And again, it's certainly nothing wrong with money. Money in itself is just a means to an end. But it's what do you do? And what alignment is there? And you brought up a very good example of only doing maybe 5 or 10% of your time of the things you love. That's one of the exercises I have going with people. If you're trying to figure out whether you want to make that change or if you're actually happy, because some people are saying, well, I'm pretty happy. So write down two lists. On list number one, put all the things that you love about yourself, your talents, your ambitions, how you would describe yourself. Put all of that on one list. On the other list, put all of the things that you've done for the last 2 months, not including sleeping, drinking, eating, pooping, but all the times that you've done work-wise, working out, anything else. And then compare the list and see how much time of your daily life you're actually spending on things that you want to do. And then you'll see whether you're aligned or not. Right. That's a very simple tool that people can use.
Definitely.
So when we're talking about self-realization or self-actualization or life purpose, that's a difficult emotional thing to do, because people have to acknowledge that, hey, I'm at a place where I am not aligned. So when you're working with people, how do you break through that little barrier of saying you're okay, because you're not the only one? And by the way, age-wise, I think many people, and I speak to more and more people right now that are my age, that are going through a similar process that I went through. I don't know if it's 2012. I'm not sure if it's the Mayan calendar that went into new stage. It doesn't really matter. But if you're our age, and I just turned 39, or if you're thereabouts, then perhaps you're going through the similar situation. Start analyzing, and you can transition. But back to the question of how do you help people smoothly get into that state where they know they're okay and they can do something about it?
Well, first of all, it's not about what I think or what I feel or what I see or what Lucy sees. It's about where do you want to go? Are you ready for that or not? There are sometimes sessions that I have with people and the realization is that, you know, I realize I can do more. I realize I can be better. I realize that I can have more harmonious relationships, yet I'm not ready for that. And understanding that gives you also peace of mind, saying, okay, for right now, I'm not ready to make that move. However, I know this is what I can do. So it's really working with a person. It's not about our knowledge or our understanding or our visions or anything else. It's always about people. Whenever they're ready, and they might be ready for jumps and leaps of faith, and they might be ready, and you can see that. Because sometimes people might say, I'm ready, and the body language says no. Or something else says,
I'm ready, tell me everything I want to know.
Exactly.
My arms are crossed right now, so you can see the body language when you watch the video.
Yes. And sometimes you can see that the person wants to, but they're scared. They're scared to take the first step. And you just adjust. You adjust to, so that's what I do. I just adjust to their pace. And if they want to take a small step, I'm there for you. If you are not ready, that's fine. I will be there for you when you are ready. And if you're ready to, you know, to really take that leap, whether you want to go through transformation or something else, we're there. That's why the program, the classes that we teach, they are taking you little by little steps. And it's, you know, it's kind of a lengthy process. It doesn't happen over months. There are great workshops and seminars that can, you know, boost up all that energy, and you say, okay, I'm ready to go out in the world and do something when you've done it over the weekend. And some people go and do it, and some people say, no, you know what, I'm busy doing some other things. And this program is designed so that little by little, every day, you're spending 20 to 30 minutes a day working on yourself, and then you turn around 2 or 3 months later, and you look at your life, and you look at yourself and say, wow, I'm different. I feel better. And then whatever you do with that, and then, you know, 6 months later, you will see even more results. You're learning all these tools that you can use anytime, if you're ready now, or if you want to be ready in the future. But you know that you're progressing.
Very true. Very nice idea. We'll continue on that. I believe we have another call. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Welcome.
I'm good.
School of Human Potential Radio.
Thanks. I've been working with Oksana and Lucy for a couple months now, and really love both of them very much. I was feeling kind of stagnant and anxious and not knowing what to do, and knew that there was something more in my life, and working with the girls has really helped me.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I'm happy that it's working for you. We have another ringing endorsement. Very nice.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Love you, girls.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
No, the love is in the air.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
That's part of our logo, even. If you look, we have a sunflower, and in the center of it is the heart. Mm-hmm. And that's what is important. When you're living from the heart, when you put love into everything that you do, and you accept people with unconditional love, that's when you can actually help them truly, rather than judging them about what you can do, what you can do, who you can be.
Yeah, the process of acceptance is one of very interesting journeys, especially the unconditional love aspect. And we'll touch upon that. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about acceptance. We'll talk about how we can actually unconditionally love somebody, and if that's even possible. Call in if you like. We're at 888-429-5471. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential.
And we're coming back live to School of Human Potential Radio. We're holding a conversation about self-realization with two very beautiful and talented ladies, Oksana and Lucy Gritenko of the Soulful Gifts. We'll mention right now where you can find them in case you want to work with them or find out more about their work. How can people get in touch with you?
You can find us on the website. It's soulfulgifts.com, soulfulgifts.com. You can find us on Facebook by the same name. You can find us directly. Our names are spelled the same way. Lucy spelled as L-U-Lu on Facebook. So please contact us directly, and I'll give the phone number as well, 847-924-5708, 847-924-5708.
And the information will also be on my Facebook page. Both of them are my friends on Facebook, so you can always look there. And then we'll have the website as well. So thank you. Getting back into that question right before the break of unconditional love. We've all heard it. We all like to profess that we do it. But is that really possible from a human perspective of living in a material world? Can we really love somebody no matter what they do or what they say or how they look at us?
Do you want to talk about your experiences?
Sure. So loving someone unconditionally, first and foremost to me, implies loving yourself unconditionally.
Okay.
and living from the heart, living from the center. It also means seeing through illusion. A lot of things like conflict and fears are really products of our imagination. And sometimes we develop attachment to those things that prevent us from really seeing who we are and from loving ourselves unconditionally.
Okay. I would say that my realization, probably the first time, as it applies to other people, you know, when you have parents or children or pets, unconditional love comes just, you know, as a part of the package.
Right.
And that's sometimes how people experience it. And I was wondering about that. And my first experience of loving complete strangers unconditionally was when I was teaching a class a couple of years ago. And the very first class that I taught, and I was very open, it was a metaphysical class, and I was very open to whomever is going to come. And that was my surprise, that complete strangers, you know, walked in, and I just fell in love with them. I had no idea who they were, what they were about. I just felt in love. And that was really surprising to me, that I can feel that about somebody who I don't know, and somebody who, you know, we didn't have any history interaction, and that feeling stayed. And so once I discovered that, that I can actually feel that, I realized that, okay, so I can actually apply it to anybody. I can feel this way about anybody. So it's really beautiful. And I do agree with Lucy that when you feel that way about yourself, you stop judging yourself. You stop saying, okay, these are all the things that I have to do or become before I accept and love myself unconditionally.
Yeah.
That's when you feel. And I know that, you can, you know, feel in and out of it. Sometimes we have, you know, those days when we might not feel so much in the flow or with the universe in alignment, etc. And there are days when you feel you're just in love with the entire world.
And I very, very, very poetic way of describing it. I really zeroed in on one particular point of loving unconditionally doesn't mean that the other person in your eyes is perfect. That just means that you're not putting any conditions on that love. So it's truly what it's supposed to be. You love them for who they are unconditionally. I like that.
And therein lies the perfection.
Yeah. And so it's the aspect of acceptance. So that's something that I actually teach in the class. And so maybe for people who are listening to us and watching this, that's a little gift, hopefully, that you will accept and use. I teach people how to hug a little bit differently. A lot of people don't hug in this society. A lot of people stay on the social media, Facebook, etc., and they don't connect with each other. And I think we're losing touch with that. And
so you mean poking is not the same thing as hugging?
It's not.
Okay.
And so we are social beings. It's in our urge or wanting to connect with each other. And when we deny it to ourselves, we feel something is missing. And people might not realize that it's just a human contact. And so it's not just about hugging. And that's what happens in the class when people come and they just hug. And the hug is very quick and they let go. So I've learned to hug in a different way, and it helped me to accept people and love them unconditionally as well. So imagine that when you're hugging somebody, you go completely into your heart. You're not thinking about anything. You're completely in your heart. And as you're hugging another person, and I want to warn you, it takes a little bit longer, or so some people might not feel as comfortable. Usually they let you hug you, so hug them. And when you go into your heart, imagine that your heart opens up. And it might be the energy, it might be, you might see it as arms are spreading from your heart and they are hugging that person energetically. And what you do is that you first accept them just the way they are from the heart. And then you give yourself to them the way you are. And that is that connection that happens. And you're nowhere else but in your heart. And when you're hugging people that way, something magical happens.
Yeah.
People start smiling. Sometimes people take, you know, like a sigh, the shoulders go down. Sometimes people start crying because they long for that and they don't get that. And it's somebody who is accepting you. You don't have to say anything. People feel it. So I've seen a lot of transformation just hugging each other. And that's something that you can do at home. You can do with your friends. You can do with strangers. We actually want to do a project like that very soon. We have a non-for-profit project that we do every now and then. And so we want to do that. We want to just go out there and hug people.
Nice. Very, very beautiful.
And then you're uplifted for the rest of the day.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I like it. So yes. I recommend wherever you are, wherever you're listening, if you're next to somebody, go hug them. And if you're on the train listening to the podcast, stand up, hug the other person, mm-hmm. and then maybe run for safety, just in case. but very, very beautiful aspect of it. And I think people get into a habit of handshake, a smile, mm-hmm. go bye-bye, and we're not really getting into that contact.
Connection. Yeah, yeah, the connection.
The connection
is
with the human being. Mm-hmm. Very true. I'm coming back to an experience that I had with Sean Duperin. In one of her workshops, Sean Duperin is a wonderful media expert and six-time Emmy Award winner, founder of Project Forgive. She's a wonderful person. And going to her seminars, one of the things that she had us do is stand right next to the person and look into their eyes for, I don't know if it was 3 minutes or 1 minute. It seemed like eternity. Mm-hmm. And she was doing that to help people overcome fears and overcome intimacy and connection issues. And just doing that, and then now imagine doing more of it by actually hugging the person. That, I think, is a very powerful thing. So, love that. I love that a lot. Okay. Yes. In terms of things, so you've mentioned hugging. We're obviously talking about the combination approach of looking from the intuitive, astrological, numerological, and other perspectives. What else do you work with people on to assist them in that self-realization mode?
Well, we actually offer also the services of complete transformation, inside-out transformation. Mm-hmm. A lot of women look for that. So what happens, and you know obviously about the chakra system and energy.
Right.
It's something that hugging people, that's what I pick up. You know, I can pick up where there are blockages in different chakras. And I'm not the energy worker. And I'm not a healer of any kind. Just more of the empathic abilities. So that helps me to, again, navigate through some questions and ask. And also you can do different reports. You know, I've been doing for people or reports using some biofeedback. And what happens with a lot of women is that consistently their throat chakra, mm-hmm. which is expressing, speaking your truth.
Yeah.
And the second chakra, which is self-expression, self-realization,
yep.
amongst other things. Those are the two chakras that suffer the most. So they're mm-hmm. inactive very often. In men, it's the heart chakra. It's when they grow up and they're told, don't cry. You should not
yeah.
feel this way. Should not do that. So they shut down their heart. And so when we are seeing these women who are beautiful inside and out, mm-hmm. and they don't see that, they are intriguing and interesting and complex and amazing. They have a lot to offer and they don't know how to express it. So they hide behind the clothes. They hide behind something that, you know, let me just fit into the background,
right.
become the wallflower,
yeah.
and not show the world how beautiful I am, because they don't feel comfortable with themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't see that beauty. And that's also what we offer, that service of bringing what's inside out. So it's not just let us put nice clothes on you and,
yeah.
and pretty makeup and you're going to look better. It's looking into that and including the colors. You know, I work a lot with colors. My background is in fine arts. That's my first degree. And I love colors. I connect. I almost eat them. So you know, it's that sensation. What color works for you? How do you want to incorporate color into your wardrobe? A lot of women who come for these services, and I ask them, you know, if you look at your wardrobe, what colors are there? It's usually black, black, gray, black. And that often tells that, and it, if you actually happen to have the situation, that might tell you that you're not necessarily happy about your life. You might even have some mild depression going on in the background, or it might be obvious and you already know about that. The colors represent that as well. And you can work with colors, you can work with clothes to open up, to show who you are for the rest of the world to see it. And we really love that because you transform somebody within 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We help, we go deeper within. We look again at the numerological, astrological construct. We look at what the person feels like
mm-hmm.
and what they would love to be. And so we bring it out and, you know, the results are astonishing.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's colors. I know many people are repressed or, again, going into the programming of what is acceptable and when is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I remember wearing pink shirts to corporate environment. I love pink. I'm not gay. Doesn't mean that you can't wear pink. So I wear these colors and people are looking at me weird and trying to figure out if I was gay or if I'm okay or why are you wearing, you know, your wife's shirt, type of thing. And it really, people, once they open up and once they're comfortable with themselves, then they can wear things that make them feel
definitely better. Do you know what pink represents?
Pink is heart.
It's heart, yeah. Yeah, so it's love. I'm actually wearing really bright fuchsia pink right now, and that's what it is. So when you look into your heart, it's either emerald green, other greens as well, but the brighter greens and the, you know, brighter pink colors. So they're basically somewhere deep inside you feel the love, and that's how you express it.
And so it's and I think one other important distinction is that it's not the clothes that make the man. It's the man that makes the man. That being said, the clothes you wear will allow you to feel different. Because when you're putting on, and we're all about outward appearance as well as the inner piece, but when you're wearing something, you walk differently, you feel differently. And if you are actually expressing yourself in that way through fashion, then that allows you to be true to yourself.
Yes.
Instead of buttoning up, and as you can see, I'm, you know, all free and loose, and I'm not wearing bright because we're in a green screen, and I didn't know how that.
Oh, you're wearing beautiful purple color.
Yeah.
So we're color coordinated tonight. I wanted to mention too. So one of other things that that I teach is dream interpretation, and dream is tapping into your subconscious mind and understanding the messages on a nightly basis or daily basis, nightly basis, and everybody can do it. Everybody dreams. And so I teach people how they can remember the dreams and interpret them. And it's using the universal language that is the language of symbols. And in that language, the clothes represent self expression. So when you actually dream of a particular item of clothing in your dream, it is about how you express yourself. So when we're looking at the waking life, and there is not a much, not a big difference between what you see in the dreams and how you interpret that and what you see in the waking life. You know, that's kind of like the advanced step of the dream interpretation. So when you learn to express yourself through clothes instead of hiding behind them, that's when you feel very harmonious with yourself and what's happening in the physical appearance.
Very interesting. There are so many topics we can go on and on for hours, but our show is coming to an end. Any parting thoughts, anything that you wanted to share with people of when it comes to self-realization or actualization, this is the key.
I would say living from the heart, because the heart is a place of no doubt, and you really know with the heart.
Perfect.
Not the mind.
And I would say that every single person there is absolutely perfect in their makeup. No matter how they look at themselves at this moment, everything that you have is unique, and your makeup is unique, and it's there for a reason. And embracing that and allowing yourself to share that with the world, that is very, very important. You will feel so much better. And when you're not doing it, you're really taking something away from other people, your light, your beauty, and your potential. So please get in touch with yourself, embrace yourself, and share yourself with the world. You're beautiful the way you are.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Oksana and Lucy. Thanks to everybody for listening. The archives will be up shortly, and so will the video. Go to our YouTube page and check it out tomorrow. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next week on School of Human Potential Radio.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.